Gmail Podcast, importing contacts.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short hints, tips, and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. While you're at the iTunes Music Store, don't forget to fill out a review. The Friends in Tech member shows are having a friendly competition to see who can get the most reviews in the iTunes Music Store during the month of June. I would really appreciate it if you stopped by and filled one out for the Gmail Podcast. I make it easy for you by going to chuckchat.com and click on that same image next to the Gmail Podcast banner. Contacts in Gmail are easy to manage, but when you first get started, it might seem a bit daunting to enter tens or even hundreds of contact information by hand. Fortunately, Gmail makes this quite easy. The key is to get your data in a CSV or comma-separated values format. This can be done in a variety of ways. Microsoft Outlook has an option under the File menu to export your contact information to a CSV file. If you don't have Microsoft Outlook, you can create your contact information in a spreadsheet and save it as a CSV. Be aware that the first row must contain the names of the fields such as first name, last name, and email address. You can also add optional fields like street address and phone if you want more complete contact information. Once you have the information in the spreadsheet, go to the File menu and choose Save As and set the type to CSV. Give it a file name, click OK, you're done. The second part of this is to start up Gmail. On the left side of any Gmail page, click on the Contacts, then Import, and click the Browse button. Use the pop-up window to navigate to your CSV file. Finally, click the Import Contacts button. When it's all complete, Gmail tells you how many contacts were successfully imported. If there were any problems, Gmail will tell you why. Something else to keep in mind, if there are any contacts in the file that were already in Gmail, the existing Gmail contact information will be overwritten by the uploaded information from your CSV file. That's all the time we have for this week. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to frapper.com/Gmail. That's frapper.com/Gmail to let me know where you are in the world. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website www.chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Join the discussion forums for all the member shows at forums.friendsintech.com. Don't forget to go to the iTunes Music Store and fill out a review. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.